All right, look, I'll just be honest. I sort of banjaxed Christmas. Yeah. I fucked it up. I did. Okay, well, now hear me out. The thing was, I ordered you a fab bleeding present last month from Amazon. Or I thought I did. It turns out it was only in the little shopping trolley thing up in the top corner. I didn't know, so I hadn't clicked on actually buy it. I don't understand that bleeding thing. I really don't understand it. They're throwing all these things at you, like free shipping and not free shipping and euro conversion and all that kind of nonsense. I mean, like, and why do we even have to order from Amazon UK? Sure, Amazon live here. They don't have to pay any tax. Why can't we have an Amazon.ie? That's what I want to know. Why do we have to order from bloody Britain? Anyway, the point is, so I didn't find this out until I thought, you know, it's been a bit of a while. Usually Amazon gets it to you the next bloody day. But, you know, where is this now? Why isn't it arrived? And sure enough, I checked. Hadn't even bought the bleeding thing. And then now it's out of stock. So even if I could get it here on time, they're out of them. And I'm, oh God, it's woeful. I'm wrecked. I'm so sorry. I thought I could go down to the shops and maybe get you something, you know, but I just know everything will be shite. It will. Everything will be absolute shite at this point. And to be honest with you, I can't be arsed. It's cold, it's dark, it's... Now possibly I can order this thing for you after Christmas. Because I think you'll love it. I know you will. I know you'll love it. I just can't get it for you in time. And you know, but this is the thing, you know, we're going to my mother's tomorrow. And you know she always buys you 3,000 things. You'll be unwrapping gifts till Stephen's Day. You know that. And they're all shite. They're all the crap she buys at the Euro Giant. It's all just nonsense. And she thinks it shows her love. So the thing is, you're not going to get a decent gift on Christmas Day. You'll get nothing but my mother's Euro Giant crap. Now I saw that big bollocking thing you bought me. I seen that under the tree. I don't know what you bought me. But by God, it's big. And so I'm feeling, you know, inadequate. Absolutely. I got nothing to give you. Yeah. So I thought maybe what I could do is I could offer you like a spontaneous blowjob at Christmas sometime. You just give me the old look. You know, just pop your eyebrow up and they'll know. Sure. You know? Yeah, I would know that that's what you're after. We could just, you know, nip out and pop upstairs and, or whatever, you know, the car, whatever. And that way, that's your present, you see. Whenever you want it, it's almost like being able to go shopping for it yourself. Yeah, that was always the best, wasn't it? Choosing your own present. Oh God, look, don't laugh at me. I'm making an attempt. Because the bloody Amazon, I just fucking hate them. I'm going to have to say all of this to my mother and she's going to give out to me like you wouldn't believe. And she's going to show off her 3,000 things that she's given you as if she loves you more than I do. Right. So, do you think you'd like that? Little bit of a secret little PJ. I mean, I'm really trusting you here because you could really embarrass me. This would be like completely anytime, any place. You just raise that eyebrow and just, I'll know. And so, even if it's in the middle of the dinner. That's right. I'll just pop up and off we go and you'll be in my mouth instead of the pie, instead of the turkey. Do you think that would work? for you. You want to try before you buy? Ah, sure. Ah, go on. Ah, you gobshite, go on. Don't you know by now the quality of the goods on offer? I'm surprised. Sure, you know what you get when Mrs. Claus goes down on your North Pole. You know. You're having to prove myself already. I could do this professionally, like, I could teach courses. I could. So you want a sample. That's what you're saying. Like the women in the shops that force the little cheese cubes on you when you don't want it. You want a sample. Well, all right then. Shall we do a dry run? Well, not dry. No, you won't be dry. No, neither will I. Shall we do a practice run? Like, imagine we're sitting there in the house with Mam and the uncles and on the wrapping paper piled, 8 feet high. With the Baileys and the Jameson and all that. And you give me the look. You give me the eyebrow, like. And I suddenly know I'm on. Right. It's go time. And so I just casually get up and walk out of the lounge and go to the kitchen. Maybe take a bit more of the turkey. That's very good turkey. She does do the turkey wonderful, doesn't she? She's magic with the turkey. And then so, okay, you come out too. After a discreet moment, this is what I'm imagining, and so off you go. No, and I follow you. Where do I follow you to? Oh, right. You're not going to tell me, right? You'll be surprised. Okay, so now I'm imagining that we're in this magical place, wherever you've chosen it, and so I'm gonna. Will there be room to get on my knees? Do you think? Do you reckon? I think so. I hope so. Because I'm begging you now, don't put me in some trapeze type situation where I gotta hang from the rafters like a bleeding bat. Promise me that this'll be just a normal blowjob. Do you know? I can handle that. I just don't want to rip me tights. Anyway, so I get down. Now are we gonna have to be quiet? Like, are you planning to do this semi-publicly? Okay, you can't tell me whatever. Okay, then so I'll just go for it, will I? I'll just take down the zipper and then I'll bring him out. Oh, there he is himself. There he is. Oh, Santa and the two elves. Yeah, there they go. Oh, yeah. Santa's looking nice and plump. Oh, he's great. Yeah. I should get a little suit for him. Oh, they'd be gas, wouldn't it? I've got a little Santa suit for you. The little hat. You can put on the end. Right. I'm just thinking out loud. You know me by now. Right, so then I would just start by. Ooh. Oh. There's a tasty one. Just like that, yeah. Oh, now what are you doing? Oh, I don't think we discussed whether photography was permitted. That's true. You've definitely found me in some very compromising positions. So, what am I worried about? It's way too late for modesty in that area. Right now, so if I was to. You know, I could dress up like a sexy elf. I could. Remember that little outfit from last year? Yeah, it's still too small. Mm-hmm. My knockers do fall out of it, like, so it'd be perfect for this. Mm-hmm. Mm. So. Oh, that's the stuff. Is this lovely? Now, you do have your choice of speeds. This is a variable speed blowjob. It is. You've got your options. You know, you can have, like, really slow and low energy, like... You know, that sort of way. You know yourself. Or I could do, like, turbo. But let's face it, it's just a little bit too much for me. Especially if I've had a couple of shots of Baileys. Anyway, I could do a medium speed. You know, like ramming speed. Think of yourself as a trireme in the old Mediterranean. Or you could do any combination thereof. You could. You could just rub the head of your thing all over my face like this. I won't wear any makeup. Sure, I won't. That'll make it a lot better because then you won't smear anything. They won't know it waving up to. Exactly. You can just tap this big, heavy cock all over my. Stop laughing when I say cock. It's just the way I talk. I can't help it. What do you want me to say? It like an American. Cock. Cock. I want to suck your cock. I can't do that. We'll just call it your thing. Like normal. Because you seem to like that. Yeah. I like it too. There you go now. Go, oh, the hips. The hips are getting nice and lubricated. They're moving nice and... You're getting well into it, aren't you now? Now, far be it from me to complain. I'm not complaining, mind you. Well, this is a bit more than a sample. If you're trying to test out the quality, no. Look at the size of you. I'd say it's good quality. I'd say that you're enjoying this. Your thing is at least but three times the size normally is. What? What now? No, now don't be greedy. Now, you can't have a fuck. No, I couldn't handle that. No, I couldn't get away with that. No. Sorry, that's out of the question. Off the table, so no. Well, because... It's not that I don't want it. It's that, like, if we were to be walked in on... Or my Uncle Declan or my Aunt Breed or something. If we were to be walked in on, I could, you know, I could say that I was just down there looking for my contact lens, no? And you were helping me. You were supervising me, you know? But if my mammy walked in or something and you're pounding away on me, you know, there's no walking away from that now. Sure, there's no explaining that. And we'd be, we'd be so much trouble. So no, a fuck is out of the question. I mean, sure, I'll come home and I'll fuck you till dawn. I mean, you know, no problem. Yes, I'll do that thing you like. Yeah, I'd sit on you and bounce and bounce and bounce. And, yeah. And I'll turn around so you can see me jiggly. But I know you like that. I know. You know, I was always proud of these knockers until I met you. And then you like my jiggly butt. And I'm thinking, I got bouncy tits. Oh, you like them too, do you? Ah, love. Ah, you know what I like to hear. All right. So first I'll ride you the right way route, will I? And then I'll turn around when you're happy enough with the amount of bouncing boobs you've seen. And then I'll turn around and I'll bounce up and down on you so you can see my butt. Yeah, see, we've got a plan. Now we've got a plan. All right, so you need more convincing, do you? Well, what you need? What's missing? I know, plans aren't sexy, I know. Oh, you need more mental stimulation. No, you do you, boo-boo. That's all right. It's fine with me. I like an intellectual man. So, well, okay, so the thing is, let's see. I want you to imagine it. We're at the Christmas dinner and we're stuffed to the gills with the turkey and the bits and the ham and the all that whole thing and the, yeah, everything. We're stuffed to the gills and everyone kind of staggers into the lounge to put on some television or a Christmas film or something like that, right? And so you give me the old eyebrow and I get up and I just walk past you and wiggle my little butt a little bit just so you can see. And I go out to the kitchen and wait for you. And then, let's see, you decide to head upstairs to the bog, the loo, whatever, the toilet, the bathroom, yeah, whatever. A million names for that place. And the bathroom, all right. And you go up in there and you just wait and then you hear a little knock on the door. Knock, 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 knock. Maybe I'll do jingle bells. Knock, 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 knock. And you'll know it's me. And you'll let me in. And the first thing I'll do, and the very first thing I'll do, I'll whip off the crazy jumper that my mother's got for me. Because you know she will. She'll get me something mad, you know, with like ornaments hanging off it or it lights up or something, but I whip that off over me. It's static everywhere. My hair is all over the place. But I'll have a lovely saucy red bra on underneath. Yeah, and I'll be able to squeeze my tits. Yeah, exactly. And I'll just drop to my knees right there. And I'll say, oh baby, would you ever just pull your cock out for me? I know, that's not that sexy. That sounds like Mrs. Doyle from Father Ted. No, I don't think that would be. Do you want me to put on another accent? Would that be sexy for you? Because I can do it. I've been practicing. Okay, now, let me see. I could say, oh, baby. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I want your cock so bad. I've been learning about vocal fry. That's what that's called. Oh, I want your cock like so bad. And you have to make everything sound like a question. Everything has to go up at the end, like, you know, like, oh, baby, I want your cock. Like, oh, my God, I want your cock, like, so bad. Oh, do you want me to do that? I can't. Don't I sound grand? Don't I sound like I'm one of them? Yeah. Oh, baby, give me your cock. Oh, I want to suck all your cum out of your cock. I want you to fill up my mouth. Oh, God, it's so hard. What?
Am I not doing it well? Ah, you want me? Oh, God love you. What a dote. Oh, you want me doing it? You don't want one of them girls. Oh, God, I do. I knew I loved you for a reason. Okay, so I'll be myself. Sure. I'll be who I am. And I'll be... Oh, I love this thing. I do. You gotta fill me up with cum really fast. How fast can you come? How quiet can you come? Because we're in the bathroom. Like, there's only one in this house. My grandmother raised 8 kids in this house with one bathroom. She's mad. Anyway. Are you going to come for me? Would you like to? Oh, I can take it, baby. I can. I can take all the cum you've got. You can fill me right up with that. Yeah, come in my mouth, baby. That's it. No, I'm grand. I'm grand. No, you're all right. No, I just... Holy Jesus, Jiminy Christmas. What the fuck was that? That was like... it's like a bleeding fire hose. Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, it just sort of shot me back, didn't it? God, the pressure. Are you all right in there? I mean, Ash, no, I'm fine. I'm grand, really. I'm just surprised. You know, the shock of it sometimes knocks you over, you know. Are you all right? I didn't bite you on the way down, did I? You look all right. You look like you're sound there. I landed on me tits. So, you know, soft landing. I'm grand. That was fantastic. Do you think he'll shoot like that at Christmas? Oh, God. That would be fantastic. I'll have to brace myself a little bit to make sure I don't, you know, fall over and everyone come running, you know. So you're going to have a happy Christmas after all. Yeah, on Christmas Eve. Ah, come here. Ah, to Grogan, did you? Remember, Nolig Hanna Deve. Remember that? Ah, you did that great. Ta gra agam ditch. I love you.